But what is Moody's man? Not man, Moody's man. We're Moody's mammon.
Yep.
We're Moody's men. But this is about magazine on RTR.
Good morning, this is Moody's Mag. Jim alone today, solo. Tony's on assignment. This is Moody's Mag, RTR FM 92.1, Noongar Radio and Great Southern FM down on Minang Country. Welcome to Moody's Mag, a weekly yarning story program about good news stories. If not good news stories, at least good music. We normally have guests on the program. They may be coming in, they may be on phone, but nevertheless, we'll have some yarning and some good music. So, let's go to some anyway. Moody's Mag, also on Noongar Radio and Great Southern FM. Glenn Sculthorpe there, Cradle to the Grave. Ooh, a very interesting song. I did say Cradle to the Sea, but never mind. We can all make mistakes. Jim here from Moody's Mag, my guest today. We found a guest today. Brett Hill, how are you going?
I'm good, brother. How are you?
Good, good. I've been telling the listeners I've got no one on the program today. I'm going to be all cruisy and play some music, but thankfully you're going to join the program. Brett, who's your mob and where are you from?
I suppose growing up, I was born in Pingley. My family are Hills. My mum was a Thorn. Hills, Thorns, Humes, Abrahams, connected to Bennell, so connection right across Noongar country. Grew up in Armidale, as family would know, sort of been there for many years, living around there, but I currently live down in Mandurah at the moment, so our connections to Wilman, Ballardong, Rudyak, Wadandi, and all that. So, yeah.
That's half the mob. That's half the Noongar mob. Brett, thanks for being at the show. We talked earlier, and I was just amazed to see now the West Australian Leadership Group are not just thinking of women as leaders. You now launched a program to empower our marmen to get into leadership. So how did that come about, Brett?
Well, it's been a program I've only just sort of been approached recently to actually join the power, the group of our powerful marmen to come together and put together the, the marmen, core leadership program has been put together over 6 months. And it's a leadership program that's going to be ongoing. We're going to have two programs per year. Last week we've just launched it by having our first intake of young marmen or potential leaders, Jim, and it's really looking at building on, as marmen, we've been talking about it, the need to come together, and some of the things, really highlighted the urgency as well from the recent Wadjimup, experience.
Right.
Marmen came together, and, and this program we wanting to move forward in a positive for our marmen to come together, be strong, be supportive, within our community as leaders, but also with our yorgas as well, mate.
Right.
Yeah.
And your role, you say you recently came on board. Are you a facilitator? You're a mentor to young blokes?
A combination of both, Jim, and myself. And, as I said, there's at least another dozen, marmen I need to acknowledge.
Right.
We actually put the program together, over the last 6 to 7 months. And, as I said, and next week, there's going to be also for our first intake, weekend away on country. And identifying, the future direction of the program as well and, getting these participants involved in that.
Good. Listeners, we're talking to Brett Hill. He's a member of the West Australian Aboriginal Leadership Institute. It's an independent for-purpose organisation based in Perth with the aim of inspiring and supporting Aboriginal people to take up leadership opportunities and strengthen their families and communities. So a vision of place of leadership learning and cultural ways of working. So you're going bush as well? That's obviously the intention. Where will you take people? Where will you take our Murish Marmon?
Well, that's going to be the program in the calendar of time spent on country is going to unfold when we look at our calendar of events in the next fortnight, mate.
Right. And how many are going to be involved in the program in the first instance?
Well, our first intake we've got at our orientation we had at the beginning of the week there was 10. There was possible 12, but two couldn't make it, which is understandable. And of course we got, as I said, at least another in terms of the elders, mentors, that have been sort of active in our community, in our regions for a while. So the membership to the group that came in, I think from memory, comes right across from Noongar country, Ballardong, also right down Esperance Way, but even Bunbury. So there's good representation of our first intake, mate.
Very good. Well, we might get you back on the program a little later just to see how that went, and maybe we'll get some of the young Marmon who've been involved in the course to tell us how well it went. And I mean, these are very important. We need our leadership, and obviously we're empowering younger people, so we need to look at emerging leaders. So, Brett, appreciate your time coming to talk to Murish Mag on RTRFM. Thank you for your time.
Thanks, Jim. And as I said, we'll definitely look at wanting to come back. And also, strengthening our leadership of our young fellows, but also walking with our families, our yogas as well, mate, in terms of providing a clear sort of leadership for how we move forward as in Noongar country, brother.
Good on you. Brett, thank you. Amazing project. Great talking to you. We'll talk some more soon. Good on you.
Okay, honey. Have a good
night. Yes, the West Australian Aboriginal Leadership Institute, a men's leadership program. Marmanjana Call has been developed collectively with local elders and men from community to provide attributes that an Aboriginal man should hold. The program incorporates group leadership modules and follows effective practice, cultural content, and is integrated throughout the course. So there you go. Richard Wally was one of the founders of this particular program, and he's been working a good old warrior, Noongar warrior, that is Richard Wally. Oh, she's a legend. Olive Knight, from the Kimberley, Wabanjiri lady. I'll be talking some more about her next week. So she'll be on Murish Mag. So we'll get some more information from her and when she's performing down at Clancy's in Fremantle coming up in April. So we'll give her a bit of a plug well and truly before then. Yeah, another song, a bit of a mystery man. This one, Marcus McGuire. He's been living in the goldfields for some time now. Associated with the Brownlee family, one of the men. He didn't quite grow up in the goldfields, but he's been living up there for a few years now. I'm going to play one of his songs and talk some more about him. I'm quite delighted to hear what he's doing, and I'll tell you some more after we play this song once again. Here's Marcus McGuire. Wow, yes, Marcus McGuire, once again, young lad from the Gulf. He's not young anymore. I've known him probably all his life. He's associated with the McGuire and Brownlee families from Kalgoorlie and doing some great stuff up there, both families. Hey, look, just recently we've celebrated 60 years of the Freedom Ride. You've heard us talk about it before. The late Charlie Perkins just got fed up with racism in New South Wales. So in 1965, a group of students from the University of Sydney drew national and international attention to the appalling living conditions of Aboriginal people and the racism that was rife in New South Wales country towns. Known as the Freedom Ride, this 15-day bus journey through regional New South Wales would become a defining moment in Australian activism. So, yeah, the late Charlie Perkins, no longer with us, a very highly educated man that was a director and senior public servant in his later years in Canberra, and helped to formulate some of the departments and the processes and principles and legislation that impacted on our people. And later in life, Troy Cassadaly wrote this song dedicated to the Freedom Ride. Bindi Bindi, Gina Williams, local girl, local Noongar girl, singing a song about butterflies, Bindi Bindi, and prior to that, Freedom Ride, Troy Cassadaly featuring Paul Kelly. And that was a Freedom Ride song 60 years ago. Yes, Charlie Perkins and others, university students, decided to tackle the racism that occurred in and around New South Wales, awful towns called Moree or Dubbo, and tackled the racism that exists in the swimming pools. I believe now the kids can go and swim in these places now. We stand on the shoulders of giants, Charlie Perkins, and did a great job there in hopefully working through community issues around racism and now Koori people amongst those towns are a little bit more accepting or accepted within swimming pools, etc. This is British Mag. If you've just tuned in here on Wadjuk Country 92.1, any thoughts or messages to me, say hello, 0405 921 921, 0405 921 921. And yes, as I say, Gina Williams has been around a while too. Was named a Noongar Warrior through the Wanjining Noongar Warriors process that was ran through January. And yeah, I was delighted to be nominated too as a Noongar Warrior in the Wanjining website. Look, Kylie Minogue was in town recently, apparently the same time as the footy. Yes, talking about the footy. Indigenous All-Stars gave the Fremantle Dockers a bit of a thrashing. Oh, that's what I'd like to see, some real talent. Team thrown together of amazing talent. Some Noongar, some others, Kooris, coming together for the first time. Never played together before. Played against an amazing team that has been playing together for years, and they got a bit of a thrashing. But yeah, Kylie Minogue was playing at the same time in and around Perth. And apparently a very good concert. But I bet she didn't sing this song with Jimmy Little. Here we go, Buried Me Deep in Love. I bet it's the first time you've heard Kylie Minogue on RTR FM Moorish Mac. No, I have played it before. Singing there with Jimmy Little, the late Jimmy Little, an amazing man. That was one of our, forefathers. We stand on the shoulders of giants. Jimmy Little, he sang many songs. Probably one of his more famous ones was Royal Telephone. Might even get to play that later. But, like I said, we've had a great week since Moorish Mag last week, and the Indigenous All-Stars played a big game at the Optus Stadium playing the Fremantle Dockers. Big crowd there, as usual. Sadly, I don't have to listen to social media or watch it. A lot of negative comments made about the Indigenous All-Stars. Well, their trade was amazing. They performed very well from what I could see on TV. The Dockers played well too, but sadly outclassed in by First Nation people. I had heard a joke the other day when we were referred to as First Nation people, as Aboriginal people, and the comedian said, well, what are white people? He said, well, they're runner-up nation. So you got First Nation and runner-up nation. There you go, Jimmy Little and Kylie Minogue, one of my favourite songs of Kylie. Let's go to another one, the favourite lady of mine. She's, rest in peace. So thank you for that person texting in on 0405 921 921 and requesting this song. Josie Boyle, rest in peace, gone but not forgotten, and singing a Creedence song here, and it's not Proud Mary, it's Warra Mary. Here's Josie. Welcome back. This is Morty Schmag. Warra, Warra Moon. Yes, Josie Boyle, rest in peace. Yeah, we've got some old legend people on the show today. Josie Boyle, Jimmy Little earlier. And yeah, Morty Schmag, Noongar Radio and Great Southern FM. Thank you to Jim who texted in on 0405 921 921 to request that song. Yeah, Josie Boyle has been around a long time, singing there in Wankatha, Warra Moon, Creedence Clearwater Revival song. And yeah, look, she's done a lot of music, that lady, and originally from the Goldfields, taken away and sent to Mount Margaret Mission, which is way up northern Goldfields. Yeah, we've got a bit of a Golden Fields flavour today. Marcus McGuire earlier singing his song that, what was that called? Once Again, Marcus McGuire from the Brownlee and McGuire family. Famous family, the McGuire family. They're all over the Ballardong country. They're all over the Wheat Belt. And they're doing some great stuff. It's yeah, we played Jinder Williams earlier too. And yeah, to finish off the show today, it's all about First Nations songs, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander songs, and we're pleased to finish off the show today. Morty Schmag, Noongar Radio and Great Southern FM. Solo today without Tony. So we'll be back next week on the 27th of, what is the month, February. Okay, here's a song, Proud to Be Aborigine, and tune in next week.
Thousand years we lived in peace, a land of